Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, several ensembles take part in our annual holiday celebrations. Anonymous 4 explores medieval English carols and early American Christmas songs and ballads. Stile Antico serves up Tudor music for Christmas and Advent. And Montserrat Figueras and Hesperion 21 offer a special holiday feature. Let's take a quick look back in time in the Harmonia time capsule. The first university in South America, island discoveries, and a collection of Renaissance dances. 1551, a year of news and a year to remember. By decree of King Charles I of Spain, the first university in South America was founded in May 1551. It's recognized as the oldest officially established Spanish colonial university in the Americas. Originally named the Royal and Pontifical University of the City of the Kings of Lima, the National University of San Marcos received its charter on May 12th in Lima, Peru. In September 1551, the National Autonomous University of Mexico, better known as UNAM, also received an official charter in Mexico City. It's somewhat natural for Lima and Mexico City to have been the two cities of choice for founding the first American universities. They were the two most important settlements in Spanish colonial America. In other news from the Americas in 1551, Spanish cleric and fourth bishop of Panama, Fray Tomás de Berlanga, passed away at the age of 64. Berlanga is best remembered as the man who discovered the Galapagos Islands on March 10, 1535. At the time, Berlanga was on his way to Peru in order to settle a dispute involving conquistador Francisco Pizarro. Lack of winds and strong currents carried Berlanga's ship to the Galapagos. The islands were later made famous during the 19th century with the publication of Darwin's On the Origin of Species. In music news, the year 1551 saw the publication of Tilman Susato's Danserie, which was a collection of Renaissance dances by some of the more prominent Flemish and imperial composers, Susato included. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1551. I'm Angela Mariani. More about the Galapagos Islands and other people, events, and music mentioned in this time capsule can be found in Harmonia's online shop at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. The most recent recording in Anonymous 4's distinguished series of releases, aptly titled The Cherry Tree, is dedicated to medieval English carols, as well as Christmas songs and ballads from early America. The program is inspired by the 15th century ballad The Cherry Tree Carol, which can be found within the traditions of the British Isles and the United States. The recording also features William Knapp's carol A Virgin Unspotted. The words of the first verse give us a taste. A virgin unspotted the prophets foretold should bring forth a Savior, which now we behold, to be our Redeemer from death, hell, and sin, which Adam's transgression involved us in sin.
Through. Thank you.
Anonymous Four perform pieces from their 2010 Harmonia Mundi recording, The Cherry Tree, Medieval English Carols and American Christmas Songs. Hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for the holidays. The young British vocal ensemble Stile Antico continues their exploration of the English Renaissance on the Harmonia Mundi label. One of the ensemble's more recent recordings focuses on Tudor music for Advent and Christmas. The centerpiece of the program is Thomas Tallis's Missa Puer Natus Est, or the Christmas Mass. Sprinkled throughout the recording are motets by some of Tallis's contemporaries, including William Byrd, John Shepherd, Robert White, and John Taverner. Music of William Byrd, the motets Rorate Coeli de Super and Tolite Portas were performed by Stile Antico from their 2010 Harmonia Mundi release Puer Natus Est, Tudor Music for Advent and Christmas. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, celebrating 25 years of service to the field of early music, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring English Renaissance music for Christmas and Advent with Stile Antico. Not much is known about the circumstances surrounding the composition and first performance of Thomas Tallis's Christmas Mass, Missa Puer Natus Est. It's an exceptional work, no doubt, even though it remains incomplete. The Mass is based on the plain chant Puer Natus Est, A Child is Born, which is an introit, or opening, for the Christmas Day Mass. Tallis's setting is powerful and exuberant.
Oh,
The Gloria from Missa Puer Natus Est by Thomas Tallis. The British vocal ensemble Stile Antico performed. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Our featured artist is soprano Montserrat Figueras, who is a founding member of the ensemble Hesperion 21, along with director Jordi Savall. Over the years, Montserrat Figueras has taken part either as soloist or ensemble member in their many recordings on the Alia Vox label. One of the more memorable was a recording devoted to lullabies or cradle songs. Entitled Nina Nanna, the CD consisted of pieces taken from Eastern and Western traditions, ancient and modern. Within the program was a 17th century Italian spiritual cradle song by Tarquinio Merula, who brought together the story of the birth of Christ with that of the Passion. The words are set over a two-note bass line, which mimics the slow rocking of a cradle. Vocalist Montserrat Figueras was the soloist with Hesperion 21 in two Alia Vox featured releases of Christmas-related music. Jordi Savall directed. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Much of the music you hear on Harmonia, as well as books and early music gift items, are available online at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Items purchased through links on our website also support the production of this program. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.